Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings.
Hello, my dears. Today I'm going to give you a really, really awesome tool. In order to become a deliberate creator, we must first observe what our current reality is and then decide what we want to shift. I was talking to someone about how when she first came to me, she was like, I want this situation to shift. And I was like, well, what do you want? And she said, I don't know what I want. I have a really hard time knowing. And I told her the reason you have a hard time knowing what you want is because it's hard for your mind to conceive that with your current reality, right? So when we realize that that's what we're doing, it's so much easier to start to uncover what it is we want. When we put aside, okay, regardless of how this person is showing up, or regardless of what the past has been, regardless of what my finances look like, if I can start to put that aside and say, let's say none of that existed, what would I want? If I had a magic lamp and I could ask for anything, what would I ask for? Try to realize that when you're stuck and you don't know what it is you want, you realize that it's only because of what's currently here that is blocking you. So just set that to the side. And let's just say, imagine you could ask for anything, what would that be? And then you can go from there. So the thing is, though, that I want you all to realize is most people never even get to that first step of becoming a deliberate creator. So you are all so far ahead of the average person. So be happy and excited about that, because most people have no idea that they're even a creator and how to even find out any of this information. So you're so far ahead of the game. But when something happens in your life that you do not like, I want you to look at it. And instead of getting stuck there and just accepting what that is, I want you to reach for something better. So what we believe determines what we make true. Bottom line, what we believe determines what we make true. Write that down and let that just absorb into your cells, because that is the truth of it. I was talking with my big brother and I was taking in some of his wisdom, and I truly enjoyed our conversation. We don't have exactly the same beliefs. And for many years, I thought we were so different. He's the oldest. And I'm the youngest of 9 kids. So there's a big age gap, and he is old enough to be my father. But it was interesting talking with him yesterday, because I could feel the mutual respect that we've both gained for each other over time, and how we could give and receive information from each other. It was a beautiful realization for me that we've come a long ways and we've gotten to this point in our lives. Maybe some of you can relate to this with people in your life that you thought, oh, we're so different. We have such different beliefs. But then over time, as you grow and you mature and you drop your judgments, you can realize that you actually have so many similarities. And that's what I drew from this beautiful conversation with my brother yesterday. But we talked about food and health and world events and spirituality and belief systems. And one thing that he said that I loved so much was he said that he listens to both sides and then draws from that his own version that feels right to him. And I just was like, yes, that is it. For example, he said, you know, I'll listen to the carnivores. I guess there's these guys called the carnivores that he listens to, and they talk about how important it is to eat protein and meat. And then he said, then he'll also listen to vegans. And I'm like, whoa, you are listening to very extreme differences. And he said, and you know, I gain from both of those. And then I draw my own conclusion from that. And I loved that so much because I really feel like that is where we're at in life. With 2020, I've often wondered like how so many people can have such drastic realities. Did you guys think that? Like when you would look at people, would you go, they are fully convinced that their story and their version of reality is real. And so are these people, and they're very different sides of the narrative. So how is this? Like, either these people are really dumb or these people are really dumb. Like, what is going on here? You know, I want you to imagine this. Imagine the possibility that all versions of reality already exist. Let's stop there for a minute. Like, that's trippy to think, right? But at one point I thought, well, as I'm observing all these people, I'm like, maybe we're all right. Maybe everybody's creating their own realities and we're all watching everybody play out their own realities, right? I like to just think outside the box and really look at the different standpoint, thinking of all of these realities could exist already. So I want you to imagine the possibility that millions of realities or possibilities exist, okay? And let's just say that you're sitting here and you have a version of your reality could be, well, I'll use myself as an example. Let's say that a version of my reality is that I am really, really struggling financially. Let's say that I'm homeless, okay? That's a version of my reality, that I'm literally like destitute financially. Let's say that version of reality is way low down here. It's a low vibration, but it is a possibility for me, okay? Then I'm going to give a middle ground here, which would be a middle possibility, which is I'm fine, I'm middle class, I can pay my bills, I've got enough money for my basic needs, but I'm not like overflowing with a huge abundance. I still have to pay attention to my finances. There are certain things I can't really do or buy, right? Of course, there's many possibilities in between the homeless and then that, right? And then let's say there's a possibility up here where it's like, I have so much money, I can give to lots of other people, I can go anywhere I want, I can do anything I want at any time, I'm a multi-million or billionaire, right? I've got all this money, right? So let's say that all these possibilities exist. Of course, there's so many different things in between there, but in order for me to experience that reality, I must become a vibrational match for that. And that they're already all there, but with whatever vibration I bring myself to in that specific belief, okay? This is what's also cool and trippy, but interesting about life, is we can have a really high vibrational belief in health, and a really low vibrational belief in relationships, a middle vibrational belief in finances. It's a recipe. It's a colorful experience of life, right? When I was first looking and learning about our vibration, I was like, how is it that somebody, you know, it seems like they're at a high vibration, but then they have a really toxic intimate relationship or a lot of heartache there? Or how is it that, how does somebody have all this money, but they're really sad? And what I've come to uncover and believe is that it's that we all have colorful experiences because we have different mix and match belief systems. So with that, if we come to a vibrational match for that thing we want, we're going to be able to pull that in. Okay, so first there's the law of vibration, and then from there, the law of attraction comes in. You attract what vibration you're at. And I'm giving you several tools to work with your creative powers. So take the tools that you like and own that version of what feels right for you, just like my conversation with my brother. You can't really do this wrong. Have peace in knowing you can't really do this wrong. So today, I'm going to give you a new tool, And this one is really, really cool. Let's be clear, my dears. You are doing these things anyways. Okay? You are doing these things anyways. So becoming a deliberate creator is you taking the time to become the ultimate observer of what you're creating. You are already speaking affirmations daily. I promise, if you're saying, I'm broke, I'm a loser, I'm sad, I'm mad, whatever it is you're saying, or I'm happy, I'm full of joy, I'm abundant, everybody says affirmations all day long. So becoming a deliberate creator is you just taking responsibility and paying attention and focusing on what it is you're creating, okay? You are already creating. You're already using the law of attraction every second, every minute of every day, because you're a human on planet Earth. You can't get away from it. So saying, hey, how often do you practice the law of gravity? You're like, hello, I practice it all the time because I'm a human on planet Earth. It's the same thing with the law of attraction and these universal laws. You already visualize all the time. So that's what we're going to hone in on today, is the power of visualization and what we do with that. The power of visualization is, wow, it is a game changer. But the key is for you to catch what you're visualizing and to change it into what you want, right? So when I learned about this, I caught myself creating and visualizing fights with my husband a lot. And wouldn't you know? It happened. We're magical, right? So once I started to realize, like, whoa, Jen, you are creating, like, I'd catch myself creating fights in the shower and driving down the road and while I was vacuuming. And I know that sounds like ridiculous of like, what was wrong with you? Or why would you do that? I promise, if you really start to pay attention, if something's happening in your life and you become deliberate of about paying attention, you'll see that you're creating it before it happens. Now I visualize wonderful, delightful interactions and the marriage I want to experience instead. I catch myself if I go into that world and I go, no, that's not what I want. So let's readjust this. So it's important to recognize your creations when they come in, because it helps you build faith in yourself. And it helps you recognize that this stuff is real and it's not all a bunch of BS. So the other day I wanted to get an interview for a podcast. And so I reached out to this guy and I did a visualization that I reached out to him. And this was super simple. I didn't go into anything fancy, which is what we're going to do today. But I just literally like just saw this scene of me asking this guy. He responded and said, yes, I would love to meet, and me going and telling my husband and him being like, wow, honey, awesome. And high-fiving me. He doesn't high-five me. Like, that's not a normal thing, right? But a very specific visualization. And that's exactly what happened. He even like put his hand up and high-fived me. And those kinds of things that happen are important for us to go, holy crap, that's cool, right? To realize it, to recognize it, to see it, to go, wow, I saw that and then it happened. And to delight in even those really simple little things. So the mind doesn't know the difference of whether something is physically happening or energetically. So they've done studies on these things. This is not hoo-ha, like, all woo-woo. They've literally done studies. They did a study. This is super cool. And I can't remember the name of the guy that did this study, but it is in the book Success Principles by Jack Canfield. They did a study on three basketball teams. And the first team, they did it for, I think it was like 30 days. And the first team, they had them go in physically and practice free throw shots. And so day after day for 30 days, they went in and they practiced physically their free throw shots. The second team, they had them do nothing. Okay. They didn't have them physically go in and practice or do anything. They just for 30 days basically said, don't do anything. We're just going to have you guys as a team. The third team, they had them go into a room together and they went through a visualization technique and they had them close their eyes, do a breathing exercise, and physically see themselves practicing the free throw shoots and see the ball bounce beneath their hand and see the ball go into the basket and swoosh right down into the basket, right? At the end of the 30 days, they took all three teams into the gym and had them practice their free throw shoots. At the end of the study, the first team that physically practiced and the third team that practiced just in their mind, they were neck and neck. Their results were basically the same. And then, of course, the second one that did nothing, they were way below. It's so fascinating how the mind really, it can't conceive as to whether something is real or not. I want you guys to take 5 minutes a day this next week, come up with the same time every day. And it doesn't have to be the same time as far as like 7:55. I just mean either morning, before you go out the door. I want you to pick a time throughout the day that you feel like would be the best time for you to do this exercise, okay? And you're going to pick that time and it's going to be your visioneering time. So go ahead and close your eyes. And I want you to roll your eyes just gently upward, okay? Like as if you're kind of just gently going up towards the middle of your forehead. You don't have to do this too hard. It's not like you're rolling your eyes back. Just whatever's comfortable, just gently roll them up. Like you're looking at your third eye, which is that space right in the center of your forehead. Now, gently breathe in. We're going to take about 5 deep breaths. So gently breathing in and out. Focusing your attention on your breath. Again, in and out. We're going to do this about 5 times. So again, in and out. Really feel yourself relax. It only takes about a minute of you focusing on your breathing to get into what is called an alpha state and really alter your consciousness. If you were to connect up to one of those, I think it's called an EEG machine, you would see an increase in your alpha brain waves within a minute. It's pretty interesting. Wow, it's amazing how relaxed your body feels just from 5 deep breaths. I want you to think of a memory in your life that makes you feel really good. This can be a memory of giving birth to a child, a memory of getting married or falling in love, a memory of winning a race, getting an award, something really, really, it just stands out as something that truly did happen in your life, but just feels so good. And I want you to connect to your senses. So I want you to see it, feel it. How did you feel in that moment? What could you smell? Maybe there were different smells. What voices could you hear? What colors could you see? Connect to that memory. I want you to re-experience all the positive feelings and emotions that you had in that moment. Now we are going to anchor that feeling to a future desire. Continue to breathe and relax. I want you to envision a needle and thread. And see that needle and thread in your mind's eye. And I want you to see it go from that feeling and that scene that you just remembered. And I want you to see it loop over and anchor it into this next scene. However you see that. Maybe you see the needle and thread sew into an infinity symbol and anchor into this next creation. Now you're going to create a new scene. of something that you want to see happen in the future, but you're going to create it and see it as if it's already happening now in the present moment. Maybe you want to get a new house. I want you to see yourself opening up the door and walking into the house and seeing the very front entryway of like what it looks like. What are the colors? How does it feel? Or maybe you create a shift with your relationship or you call in a new relationship. Whatever it is, I want you to really, really feel it and experience it. I want you to revel in your creation. So you really go with what you see. How does it make you feel? What is the feeling in your heart? So go down into your heart and feel what the feelings are. What do you smell? Maybe you feel a breeze on your face. Maybe you're outside walking on the beach. What do you hear? Who's there with you? Hear the sound of their voices. Okay, now take a deep breath. You're ready. Open your eyes. Okay, good job. How do you feel? Now, I want you to say, I now allow myself to have, if there's a specific thing, maybe you say this new house or this new relationship or whatever it is, if you have that, then, or if it's just this wonderful creation, then go ahead and say that. And then you say, so be it. It is done. What this does is so powerful because it basically releases it. Okay. But what happens is when we want something so bad, it's interesting because you want to focus on what you want, but you also don't want it too bad that you're like putting a kink in the hose. And when I first heard that, I thought, well, that's frustrating, right? But I get what it means now. It's what I call choking the chi. The chi is good energy flow. You're in the flow, okay? But if you want something like, where is it? Why isn't it happening? Or when am I going to get married? Or why isn't this person showing up the way I want them to show up? Then we send out that doubt energy of like, I don't think it's going to happen, right? And so we want to just create, let it go, and then go have fun. Just go have fun and then delight when it shows up, right? But focusing so much on when is it going to happen? How's it going to happen? Why isn't it here yet? We create these blocks that we don't realize. And so just creating, claiming it, and then going and enjoying your day is the key to having this happen. Something that I get asked a lot, you know, people will be like, well, I want to marry that person. Okay, you can't create that because you don't get to choose what other people do, but you can create getting married to someone that honors and loves you. But you can't say it has to be that person or saying, I want that house. That may or may not happen, but creating a beautiful home that is safe and you can create a wonderful memories in that home with your family, then it might be that house, but it might be something better. So you have to just create and then have trust that that is going to come in and that it's going to be that or something better. But don't get caught up on how it's going to happen or who it is or where it is or when it is. That's not your control or your business. Your business is to focus on what you want and try to have as much fun as you can in life. Stay as calm as you can. Try to, you know, manage your emotions the best you can and then allow it to come in. Be in a space of allowance, right? I want you to do it 5 minutes every single day this week and see it coming in. See the positive shifts in your life. And you can use this to create something short-term or long-term. I do both. I'll create something that I want to see happen fast or something that I want to see happen in the future. So either one works, right? do it every day this week and start to see the shifts happen. So really, really cool. All right, my dears, have fun this week doing your manifesting challenge and make the visioneering work for you. It's really, really cool. So much love to you all, and bye for now.
Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.